afternoon. I'm your host, Cassandra Fernandez, bringing you today's top stories. After taking a stroll together, Prime Minister Trudeau and President Trump sat down to hold a joint news conference. Trump says he's looking forward to the U.S. and Canada friendship and wants to continue the bond that the countries have always shared. Next stop, Trump visits with House Speaker Paul Ryan at the U.S. Capitol. For sports, Raptors frustrated by a one-point loss to the Detroit Pistons Sunday night. They will have a chance to redeem themselves in Chicago, where they will face the Bulls. That will be tomorrow at 8. You might find yourself flipping channels because at 7:30, the Leafs will have their second chance to win against the New York Islanders. ABC announces a new documentary about Princess Diana that will air this August. This program will mark the 20th anniversary of her death. It is to remind the world why they fell in love with Diana in the first place. Metallica announces a worldwide tour with dates in North America. A python that went missing at Guelph University is found safe. A student brought a ball python in their backpack to the campus last week. Sources say the snake suddenly appeared at the university center on Sunday. If you're a college student, exams are part of the daily grind. Colleen Podmoroff has some tips to reduce stress during exam season.
As midterm season is approaching, it can be a stressful time for most students. Staying up late, trying to cram in those last-minute study sessions, to lack of sleep or social life. Here are some tips from Sheridan students on how to stay calm during the midterm season.
Hi, my name's Taylor. My number one tip for midterm is you actually have to go to the class every week leading up to midterms. Like, I feel sorry for people who think that they can just show up and write the midterm and haven't been to any classes.
Hi, my name is Rachel. I'm at the Sheridan Photography Program. And my tips for midterm struggles are, honestly, to get an agenda. A good agenda is so key, so you can plan out your projects and your tests and keep everything prioritized. Definitely make sure that you're getting enough sleep, because you're going to be no good on those tests or those projects if you are sleep deprived. And definitely try and keep active. I know everyone's sitting at their desks and, you know, you're studying for hours, but it's good to keep moving. It helps you sleep better.
Hi, my name is Nicole, and my tips to survive midterms are to really take advantage of peer study groups and tutors at the school. I think it's really important to do that because their job is to help you in bettering yourself. My second tip would be to ask my professor for any clarification I may have in the course if I don't understand anything. And my last tip would be to really make sure that I take a break when I'm studying. It's really important to take that time for yourself and to not overstress.
Those were definitely some great and useful tips. Be sure to try some out to help yourself stay on track. Good luck, everyone, with your upcoming midterms. I'm your host, Colleen Podmoroff, for the Sheridan Sun Radio.
Thanks, Colleen. Those were some helpful pointers. If you are not aware, Valentine's Day is tomorrow, but not for Pakistan. The country has banned the holiday, claiming that it is against Islamic tradition. According to President Mamnoon Hussein, Valentine's Day has no connection with their culture and it should be avoided. And if you do celebrate Valentine's Day, why not take your special someone or yourself to watch a movie? Movies are cheap this Valentine's, since it's Tuesday, and it's a great last-minute idea. The Lego Batman movie, 50 Shades of Darker, and John Wick 2 are some of the newest additions in theaters now. So grab yourself some popcorn and enjoy the movie. That's all the stories we have for you today, Sheridan. I'm your host, Cassandra Fernandez, for Sheridan Sun Radio.